First, from Anita, can you speak on the horrible tragedy in Maui and other places where DEWs, directed energy weapons, are being used? Start off with the easy ones, right?
It's an absolute tragedy. Not only that, but it's a massive, even bigger betrayal. And to the people of Hawaii, you know, there are some extenuating circumstances that cannot be a coincidence. And that is that your governor, with the help of private parties, was rewriting land use and eminent domain laws months ago, just for a scenario just like this. That's number one. Number two, who ordered the water department to turn off the water? Who was it that ordered the police to not let anybody in or out of that area? That would, of course, be the chief of police. Somebody of very suspect. And, of course, your mayor, who would have the authority to tell the water company to turn off the power. I'm sorry, turn off the water. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you all need to be looking at. And what's clearly obvious, and it should be obvious to you folks there in Hawaii, is that your government, your state government, has disavowed you. They've totally disavowed you, just like here on the mainland, our federal government has completely disavowed us, the citizens, as well. They are doing their own thing. They're on their own trip. We're just in the way. Obviously, it was a direct energy weapon. However, things had to be done prior to, such as the distribution or spraying of heavy metals, of aluminum particulates, which is incredibly flammable, in order for that fire to move as quickly as it did. Those things all had to be in place before this happened.